This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday called on President Joe Biden to agree to tighter border restrictions in order to prevent the fourth government shutdown in a decade. But as Reuters' Chris Dignam explains, members of the Senate are angling to push their own shutdown aversion measures.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said a bipartisan group of senators were on the verge of unveiling a stopgap funding bill to avert a shutdown on October 1st. And he criticized McCarthy's plan to push ahead with four full-year spending bills that reflect conservative priorities and stand no chance of becoming law.
Speaker McCarthy, instead of focusing on bipartisanship, catered to the hard right and has nothing to show for it. And now the Speaker will put on the floor hard right appropriation bills that have nothing to do with avoiding a shutdown.
If the two sides don't reach an agreement, hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed, and a wide range of services, from economic data releases to nutrition benefits, will be suspended beginning on Sunday.
The United States government ramped up its diplomatic efforts and humanitarian assistance for thousands of ethnic Armenians fleeing the Nagorno-Karabakh region.
$11.5 million in humanitarian assistance were pledged Tuesday by the United States Agency for International Development. Samantha Power is the agency's administrator.
This assistance will be used to provide everything from food to psychosocial support, given, again, the grave psychological wounds that so many citizens are carrying.
Diplomatic efforts are underway at the highest levels with the government of Azerbaijan to try to calm the situation.
And this is VOA News. A fire that raced through a hall hosting a Christian wedding in northern Iraq killed at least 114 people, injured 150 others. The death toll is expected to rise. It happened in Iraq's Nineveh province. That's just outside the northern city of Mosul. And it's about 335 kilometers northwest of the capital. A UN agency has called on the United States to legally declare the crackdown by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on women and girls gender apartheid.
The Taliban took power in August 2021 during the final weeks of the U.S. and NATO forces' pullout from Afghanistan after 20 years of war. Under their harsh interpretation of Islamic law, or Sharia, girls are barred from school beyond the sixth grade, and women are barred from almost all jobs, public spaces, and gyms. Beauty salons have been closed recently. The agency, UN Women, told the Security Council that severe enforcement of the edicts is exacerbating mental health issues and suicidal thoughts, especially among young women. I'm Norman Hall.
Canadian House Speaker has resigned over inviting a former Nazi to attend Parliament.
Just after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered an address to the House of Commons on Friday, Canadian lawmakers, unaware of his past, gave 98-year-old Yaroslav Honka a standing ovation when Speaker Anthony Rota drew attention to him. Rota introduced Honka as a war hero who fought for the 1st Ukrainian Division, but observers noted that the voluntary unit was under the command of the Nazis. Russian President Vladimir Putin has painted his enemies in Ukraine as neo-Nazis, although Zelensky is Jewish and lost relatives in the Holocaust. I'm Norman Hall.
Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, lost his appeal against an extra 19 years in prison.
Navalny is already serving 11 and a half years at a penal colony about 150 miles east of Moscow. He says charges linked to fraud and other issues are politically motivated, meant to silence his criticism of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has tried to portray Navalny as politically irrelevant. Putin makes a point of never saying his name. Navalny's political movement is outlawed in Russia, and key figures are either in jail or living abroad. Still, Navalny is by far the best-known figure in Russia's splintered opposition.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.